Thank you for joining us for another Aquila Group of Funds podcast. I will be your host, Matthew DiMaggio. Today we are joined by Jeffrey Hanna, Lead Portfolio Manager of the Aquila Narragansett Tax-Free Income Fund. Thank you for joining us today, Jeff.
Great to be here, Matt.
Fantastic. As it stands today, how would you describe the state of the municipal bond market?
Well, I'd say the municipal bond market is healthy. I don't know about necessarily happy, but from the standpoint of relative value in here and credit quality, I think things are fair value from that standpoint, relative to taxable U.S. Treasuries. And as far as issuance, I mean, issuance is it's down a little bit on a year-to-date basis, but on a year-over-year basis, it's actually a little bit better than it's up about probably around 3% on a year-over-year basis. So I think from that standpoint, municipals are still still around, and I still think they provide some great opportunity in here from time to time. And certainly during the quarter, we did see munis cheapen up a little bit. While they're not quite at their kind of historical averages, they still appear to be a little bit more rich, if you will, versus historical. But considering where we started the beginning of the quarter, clearly looked to be a little more attractive.
Thank you, Jeff. So there are certainly just a bunch of macroeconomic events and circumstances happening right now. What key factors, though, would you say are affecting the municipal bond market more specifically, and what should we be watching?
Sure. I think, one certainly is the Fed, and that's been the constant, right, over the last year and about a year and a half now. And I think, we, at least appears, we're getting near the end of the Fed tightening cycle. But again, as long as inflation behaves itself, we should see things settle down a little bit. There is an expectation that the Fed will raise rates one more time. Could be two if inflation is out of hand. But I think the Fed is really watching the data, which they've been very good about doing and communicating with the market. And I think they are expecting, at least at this point, to have hold rates higher for longer. So from that standpoint, I think that's really one of the major issues. More recently with what's going on in the Middle East, I think what we've seen, at least over the last few days, has been really a little bit more of a flight to quality. So you have seen rates come down a little bit. Equity markets actually have held up, have been very resilient in the face of that. But I think, the bond market has been up the last few days really due to a flight to quality. If and when things settle down, we may see that play out a little bit differently. However, all in all, markets seem to be functioning okay in here.
Yeah, and as we look at the municipal market currently, how would you say this market compares or sets itself apart from those markets of the past?
Well, I think from markets of the past, we've had credit concerns. While we are starting to see at least some of the lesser credit quality issuers experience a little bit in the way of deterioration. Generally, we really haven't seen a lot of that. I mean, clearly, coming out of the COVID situation, a lot of municipalities were propped up by federal monies. Those monies have gone away. But I think states and municipalities seem to be handling that fairly well at this point. And again, that's something where, we haven't really seen a credit issue on the high quality side of things in quite some time. While that certainly doesn't mean that'll never happen, clearly I think, municipalities and states have done a pretty good job of managing their fiscal responsibilities and keeping payrolls at reasonable levels, not adding a lot of jobs necessarily, and basically managing their budgets.
Great, great stuff. Can you speak a bit about the fund's investment strategy and, you know, whether how you're positioning the fund or whether you're seeing opportunities out there?
Sure. Yeah, I'd say, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, kind of getting towards the end of the Fed tightening cycle, you know, clearly the market has offered, the municipal bond market has offered some opportunity. You know, part of that has to do with extending out a little bit. Clearly there's value, particularly in the kind of 11 to 15-year range. And while that's, you know, a little bit longer than normal, you know, again, most issues here in the state have call provision after 10 years. So with a higher coupon issuance, you know, typically you're getting the bond to the call, not to the maturity. And again, there's not a great deal of extension risk there, but there is considerable pickup in yield right for the time being. And again, I don't think that opportunity stays there forever.
And if we may drill down on the state of Rhode Island a little bit, what are some of the latest developments impacting the state, whether it's the local economy or the municipalities?
Yeah, I think, you know, all seems to be okay here in Rhode Island. You know, a couple of items, I guess. One would be, you know, while Rhode Island is showing an unemployment rate that's historically low levels, part of that is, you know, we are also experiencing, you know, a shortage or a drop-off, if you will, in employment itself. So, you know, there are always two sides to the unemployment number. You know, one is job growth, and we do see, shrinking jobs here based in the state, which is a little concerning, and we've continued to see that for a little while. But on the other side, you know, most people who are looking for work have been able to find work. So, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a balancing act there. You know, also I will say, you know, the state, again, this year, its fiscal year ended June 30th, actually ended up with a surplus at the budget level, you know, budget surplus for the year, fiscal year. And while that number was larger than expected, you know, a couple of things to talk about there. One is, yes, tax collections actually were a little better than expected, which is, you know, not necessarily a bad sign, but it's on the spending side. So the state actually did not spend as much as it had budgeted, and that number was fairly large. And then part of that also has to do with the timing of projects. A lot of this, a lot of the funding had to do with housing and, you know, building of affordable housing within the state. You know, obviously that takes time. You know, so there is kind of a timing issue. I mean, tax revenue collection, you know, comes in a fairly regular schedule. The building of housing obviously takes considerably more time, you know, to get that to, you know, to occupancy. So there is definitely that timing.
Great, Jeff. And one last thing, you covered a lot of great information here in a short time with some fantastic insight. What would be the key takeaways you'd like to drive home for our listeners about the municipal bond market?
Well, I think, you know, again, the municipal bond market, like every market, you know, does provide opportunity. Again, while, you know, during the beginning of the third quarter, we did see, you know, valuations look a little bit rich. They have cheapened up a little bit. You know, they're getting a little closer to the fair value. But, again, the markets can be a little finicky in here. So, I mean, I think from the standpoint of, you know, trying to pick your spots, you know, you have to be very careful with that. But I think overall, clearly municipal bonds make a lot of sense to, you know, get part of a broader diversification strategy within your investment portfolio. And they provide income, tax-free income. Again, if interest rates are kind of leveling off in here, you know, there's some relative value, but on a tax-equivalent basis, you know, municipal bonds still make a great deal of sense.
All right, that's all for today. Thank you again for joining us, Jeff.
Great, thanks for having me, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The opinions shared are those of the portfolio managers and do not necessarily reflect those of the investment advisor of the fund. Before investing in a fund, carefully read about and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information found in the fund prospectus. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor when you visit www.aquilafunds.com or call 800-437-1020. Mutual fund investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible. Investments in bonds may decline in value due to rising interest rates, a real or perceived decline in credit quality of the issuer, borrower, counterparty, or collateral, adverse tax or legislative changes, court decisions, market or economic conditions. Fund performance could be more volatile than that of the funds with greater geographic diversification. For more information on the entire Aquila Group of Funds, please visit www.aquilafunds.com. The fund seeks to provide a high level of income exempt from state and federal income tax, as is consistent with capital preservation. Past performance does not guarantee future results. For certain investors, some dividends may be subject to federal and state income taxes, including the alternative minimum tax, referred to as AMT. Please consult your tax professional. Independent rating services such as Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch assign ratings which generally range from AAA, AAA, highest, to D, lowest, to indicate the creditworthiness of underlying bonds in the portfolio. Where the independent rating services differ in the rating assigned to an issue or do not provide a rating for an issue, the highest available rating is used in calculating allocations by rating. Pre-refunded or escrowed bonds are issued to retire or regain an outstanding bond issue at a specific call date. Until the call date, the proceeds of the bond issuance are typically placed in a trust and invested in U.S. Treasury bonds or state and local government securities. Modified and effective duration both measure the value of a security in response to a change in interest rates. Effective duration also takes into account the effect of embedded options. The weighted average life, also referred to as weighted average maturity, is a reflection of the quickness with which the principal of an issue is expected to be paid. A credit spread is a difference in yield between two bonds of similar maturity but different credit quality. Taxable equivalent yield is the return that is required on a taxable investment to make it equal to the return on a tax-exempt investment. For certain investors, net investment income tax, known as NIIT, may apply. NIIT is a 3.8% tax established by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act that applies to the lesser of the net investment income or a taxpayer's modified adjusted gross income above an applicable threshold amount. Yield refers to the earnings generated and realized on an investment over a specific period. Yield is expressed as a percentage based on the invested amount, current market value, or face value of the security, and includes the interest earned or dividends received from holding a particular security. The yield ratio represents the comparison of the expected yield of one bond to the expected yield of another. A yield ratio is important when deciding whether to invest in one bond or another. Generally, the higher yield is considered better.